Hello and welcome to another Wednesday vlog. Today I wanted to take some time to talk about one of the core systems that we use for evaluating our own skill progression. This can also be used with our learners as well. And that is the competency system. It's where there are four levels. The first level being you are unconsciously incompetent, then you become consciously incompetent, then you become consciously competent, and then you become unconsciously competent. And you move through those levels, and you can look at it as almost a progression within a skill as you start building muscle memory, as you start remembering things, as you start building good habits. So we start off right at the bottom with unconscious incompetence. Now this is the classic, you don't know what you don't know. It's where most of us start with most things. We don't know that we're not good at a skill. When you watch someone on YouTube light a fire and you've never lit one before, it looks easy. It's like simple. You don't really understand the number of variables that go into it. If you've never been in the driving seat of a car before, watching someone else do it, it seems relatively simple. Yeah, you just move the gear stick, automatic. You don't even need to worry about that. You're just steering. But there's a lot more that goes into it. And at the basic level, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know that you are actually not quite there with a skill. That isn't as easy as it looks, and there's a lot more variables at play. As I said, just about everyone starts here. Unless you have a very very analytical mind and you have a good understanding of yourself, even then you will have blind spots, areas where you think you'd be really good, but you haven't tried it yet, so you don't know. And it all just looks easy. It's like, simple. I just take the knife, fill the sticks. And it is only once you met with the cold, hard reality, which you meet quite often out here in nature, is that you start realizing and you start being conscious of the fact that you are not quite as good as you thought you were. And this is where a lot of us arrive during courses. If we haven't done a particular skill or something and we do it during a course, we watch the instructor doing it and go, yep, sure. And then we are almost instantly met by, oh, this is difficult. And this is a really challenging place to be, because you're realizing that you're not as great as you thought you were, something. And it's difficult to reconcile that. And if you don't have good self-esteem in other areas, this can be really difficult to overcome. And this is something that we should be aware of with our learners. Because a lot of us, working with Forest School, working with younger children, there's going to be a lot that they are moving from, oh, that's easy, to, oh, I don't know whether I can. So we need to be aware that it's going to be a challenging mental process to move from there. And unless they have a good underpinning, we need to be ready there to guide and support them through this process. So they're realizing, yes, it's okay not to be good at something. But now that we know that we're not good at it, we can do something about it. And this is where people get separated into fixed mindset and growth mindset. So the fixed mindset is, you're pretty much born with the attributes at birth, you're born with your skill set, you're either good at something or you're not. Whereas a growth mindset is, if I work at something, I can achieve it. And this is where, if you have a fixed mindset, this is as far as you go. You realize you're not good at something and you abandon it and you move and you go do something else. You just go, wasn't meant to be. But the people with the growth mindset, these are the ones that are going to move forward and start moving on to that next level, which is building competence. But as once you start getting competent, you are going to need to put a lot of effort and thought into being competent. You've got to be thinking through the process. Go, okay, to light a fire, what do I need first? And then you go through, okay, I'm going to need tinder. What's my tinder? Get the tinder. You go, okay, I need some twigs. How many do I need? How thick? And you start bringing all of these things together. And you're going through step by step. It's like, I use the cooking analogy quite often because I love cooking. basically, this is where you are still following the recipe, where you are not incompetent anymore, but you're still having to think through the process. You're still following the guidance of a step-by-step guide. You haven't yet mastered something. You're good at it. You can pull it out and work on it really hard, and you can achieve things. This is a really good level to be at. And it's something that a lot of us should strive towards. It's being consciously competent. So we're thinking about this. And it is only to move on to the next level really only requires repetition. The more often you do something, the more ingrained it, more likely it becomes to be ingrained until the point you reach unconscious competence. So you're not thinking about it, but you are competent. It's you can probably call it the zone of genius, because that is where you look at a fire and you can tell whether it's going to work or not without running through the fundamentals. You gain an almost you gain insight and understanding and almost kind of intuitive grasp of the skill. It's where a lot of us reach with driving. Driving is an incredibly complex activity. If you've never done it before, well, I guess most of you have, it is incredibly complex. There are so many things to think about. You are looking around, you are steering, you are managing the speed, you're managing the gears, you're managing other traffic, you're watching out for pedestrians, you're trying to keep that distance between the car in front. There's a lot of processes that go into it, but you do it often enough and it all becomes conscious. And sometimes you can almost be zoning out, and then the brake lights on the car in front light up, and suddenly something goes through your brain and goes, hey, I need to put a point of brake. And you're already pushing on the brake before you've consciously realized this is something I need to do. And that's what unconscious competence looks like. And it's where we want to strive for, and we want to reach with all of our activities, particularly when we want to teach it. But there is a danger. There is a very real danger when we are teaching and we are unconsciously competent at something. It means we can often no longer understand why someone doesn't get it. This is why, even if you might be good at skill, you might not be good at teaching. Because after many, many years, if you have just learned how to do something by just doing it, actually going back and taking it apart and going, okay, how did I actually structure this when I was thinking properly about it? And so that's the hidden danger there, is that we get, you just go, oh, it's just like this. I just move my hand like this and it's all done. We didn't think about the process. Like with fire steel, it's okay. Which hand am I holding the striker with? Which hand am I holding the rod with? What angle am I holding it at? How hard am I pushing down the fire steel? Where am I directing the spark? Am I moving the fire steel? Am I moving the striker? All of that becomes unconscious for a lot of us, because we've done it so often, we just go, strike. And with feather sticks as well, it's another example. Really good example of building conscious competence. The skill with feather sticks, I would say, is modulating the strength. So you create, as you push down, there are going to be points of resistance where you need to push a little bit harder. There's going to be points where you get less resistance and move through easier, and that's when you don't push as hard. Otherwise you'll just go through and take off your curl. It's that modulating in between that, and that almost instinctive reaction. And that's difficult to teach once you've reached a point where you're just doing it automatically. But you need to take yourself a step back and think about yourself when you were being conscious about being good at it. So there we go. That's your four levels. So you go through from I don't know what I don't know through to, well, I know I don't know a lot, which is a difficult place to be, as I said. And then if you've got a good growth mindset, if you've helped learners build an achievement bank, they and you can move forward to being consciously competent, knowing okay, I can do this, I know the steps, as long as I follow the steps, I'm going to be okay, to the highest level, unconscious competence, where we just do. We know how to do it. It doesn't require thought anymore. It doesn't require as much mental energy. It just gets done. So let me know if you are able to have moved through these steps, where you're at with things. I'm up here. I've got unconscious competence. At other points, I realize I know so very little. And that's okay. It's okay not to know. But make an effort and you will be rewarded. That's all for today. Thank you so much for watching. Make the most of every day, and I will see you next time.